EU incites Remainers to act by saying Brexit delay can only be for second referendum or election. By Jack Montgomery on October 10, 2019. The European Union is giving the appearance of inciting Remain MPs to act against the British government by suggesting it will only allow the Brexit extension they desire if it is used to rerun the 2016 referendum or hold another general election. President of the European Parliament David Sassoli, whose left-establishment Democratic Party, PD, lost almost half of its previous support in the recent EU elections, revealed that he had said as much in controversial direct talks with anti-Brexit Speaker of the House of Commons John Bercow. Sassoli was backed by Amélie de Montchalin, Europe Minister under French President Emmanuel Macron, who said that if there are new elections or a new referendum, if there is a political shift leading us to believe we could have a different dialogue from the one we have today, then an extension can be discussed, strongly suggesting that the EU is no longer seeking a mutually agreeable deal with Boris Johnson's government, but merely waiting for him to be ousted or politically neutered. Remain MPs reportedly are considering forcing through a second referendum at an emergency sitting next Saturday, the first weekend session in the House since the Argentine invasion of the Falklands almost four decades ago, by hijacking an almost certainly doomed government bill seeking authorization for a no-deal Brexit. A lot of people are looking for ways to try to get the option of a second referendum onto the table, but we want to make sure we avoid the danger of it not being carried, one MP source told the Independent News website, which is itself campaigning for a second referendum. The legislation may be framed as a confirmatory vote on any form of British exit from the European Union, with the option to remain on the table, but the option of a clean no-deal break possibly excluded. Senior EU loyalists in Parliament such as former Chancellor of the Exchequer Philip Hammond, expelled from the Tory party for backing the Surrender Act intended to force the Prime Minister into begging for another Brexit delay, do not favour an election. "I don't think an election solves our problem here," Hammond told the BBC, leaving it open to interpretation whether the R in question referred to the United Kingdom in the abstract or the anti-Brexit parliamentary faction to which he belongs. Elsewhere, he advocated remaining subject to the bloc's customs union, dismissing the opportunities which could arise from an independent trade policy and pursuing new deals with countries such as the United States, Australia, and New Zealand. "I think the reason for not having a general election is that if you want to resolve Brexit and there's a deadlock in Parliament, and Parliament can't agree over Brexit and therefore you have to go back to the people to break the deadlock, then a general election in my view is the wrong way to decide that," said the unpopular Iraq war architect, somewhat nonsensically. Blair, who has held meetings with the EU's team and billionaire plutocrat George Soros, who has been financing the anti-Brexit movement throughout the Brexit negotiations, suggested that the correct course would be to make the British people vote on Brexit again, giving Remain a second chance to win, even though it is not the decision to leave the EU which is in doubt, but the way Parliament is, not, implementing it. In any case, senior Remain MPs such as Liberal Democrat leader Jo Swinson have said they would continue to defy the will of the people on Brexit even if they voted for it a second time. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.